In the hidden world of vampires, an ancient race fights for survival against relentless hunters. The Black Dagger Brotherhood, elite warriors with black daggers tattooed across their chests, stand as the last line of defense against the lessening society, de-souled humans who hunt vampires under the command of a malevolent being called the Omega. These warriors aren't your typical vampires. They're a separate species with their own complex physiology, able to dematerialize at will and living for centuries, though they require blood to survive. At the center of this shadow war stands Wrath, 6'6", leather-clad, with cascading black hair and perpetual wraparound sunglasses hiding his near-blindness. As the last purebred vampire on Earth, he's the rightful king, though he's rejected his royal responsibilities after witnessing his parents' brutal murder. When his trusted friend Darius is assassinated, Wrath reluctantly agrees to protect Darius's half-human daughter through her impending transition to vampire, a painful metamorphosis that requires vampire blood to survive. What would you do if everything you believed about yourself was suddenly revealed as only half the truth? If the emptiness you'd felt your entire life finally made sense, but accepting it meant leaving your human world behind? Beth Randall lives a careful life as a crime reporter, unaware of her extraordinary heritage. Her predictable existence, long hours at the newspaper, solitary takeout dinners, emotional walls built during foster care, shatters when Wrath appears in her apartment. His massive frame triggers both terror and overwhelming attraction. Their connection crackles with unexpected intensity. What begins as Wrath's reluctant obligation evolves into an undeniable bond, challenging his long-held beliefs. For Beth, it's both a discovery of her true nature and finding her place in a previously unknown world. As Beth's transition approaches, marked by increasing appetite, light sensitivity, and joint pain, she depends on Wrath's blood to survive. Their physical transformation parallels an emotional one, with both becoming vulnerable in unexpected ways. Their explosive chemistry deepens into something meaningful, each intimate encounter revealing layers of loneliness beneath their facades. Imagine finding your soulmate at the exact moment your entire identity is being rewritten. Would you embrace the unknown or cling to the familiar? The Brotherhood forms the emotional core of the novel, their fierce loyalty providing depth beyond the central romance. Each brother carries unique strengths and devastating personal curses. Torment, steady in his relationship with Wellesley. Rage, handsome but cursed with an inner beast. The twins, Fury and Zadist, one maintaining celibacy while consumed by unrequited love, the other scarred from years as a blood slave. When Beth enters their world, she disrupts their dynamics. Initially viewed with suspicion as a half-human, she earns their respect through courage and devotion to Wrath. Their acceptance becomes a powerful turning point, symbolized when they kneel before her with drawn daggers in a ritual of protection. These warriors form family bonds stronger than blood. Their shared meals, playful banter, and willingness to die for each other create moments of tenderness amid brutality. As one brother observes, they may be cursed individually, but together they form an unbreakable unit. The Lessening Society serves as the Brotherhood's deadly opposition. These de-souled humans gradually lose pigmentation, with their hair, skin, and eyes fading to pale ash. They smell a baby powder, a masking agent for their decay, which alerts the Brotherhood to their presence. Mr. X emerges as the central villain after being promoted to Four Lesser for killing Darius with a car bomb. He runs a martial arts academy where he recruits angry, violent young men. His strategic approach elevates the threat by reorganizing Lessers into coordinated squadrons targeting the Brotherhood specifically rather than vampire civilians. This conflict represents an eternal war where complete victory is impossible. When Lessers are killed, they disintegrate when stabbed through the chest. The Omega simply recruits more. This perpetual struggle underscores the urgency of Rath's eventual decision to rebuild vampire society by claiming his throne. Have you ever faced an enemy that seemed impossible to defeat? Where each victory felt hollow because the war continued endlessly? Physical and psychological transformation propels the narrative. Beth's transition from human to vampire, with its bone restructuring and enhanced senses, mirrors Rath's own traumatic experience centuries earlier, forging a bond between them. The novel's deepest transformations are emotional. Rath evolves from isolated warrior to connected lover and reluctant king. Having avoided royal responsibilities for centuries, preferring vengeance to leadership, he gradually accepts his duty through his bond with Beth, balancing his warrior nature with necessary diplomatic skills. Beth's psychological transformation reveals inner strength as she embraces her vampire heritage, finding purpose and belonging she never knew in the human world. Her journalism background proves valuable, her investigative skills helping her navigate vampire society and its traditions. Secondary characters also evolve significantly. Marissa finds her voice and independence after centuries of passive acceptance, confronting both Rath and her controlling brother. Detective Butch O'Neill transforms as well, gradually leaving his human life behind as he's drawn into the vampire world. Beneath the supernatural elements lies an exploration of honor, sacrifice, and redemption. The Brotherhood operates by a strict warrior code, valuing loyalty above all. When Rath insults Torment, he later offers a Rytha, a ritual-free shot with any weapon, demonstrating the importance of trust. Sacrifice permeates the narrative. Darius dies protecting his daughter. Fury lost his leg rescuing his twin from slavery. Rath's mating ceremony with Beth involves the brothers carving her name across his back, symbolically offering his body through pain. Redemption emerges as Rath accepts his royal responsibilities after centuries of neglecting his people. Even Havers, who betrays Rath, receives mercy. The theme culminates when Darius is offered a second chance at life by the scribe virgin. Though sacrificing his memories and current form, he accepts immediately to know his daughter, completing the narrative circle and suggesting that love motivates the greatest sacrifices. The novel masterfully balances darkness and light, creating a world where violence coexists with tenderness. It doesn't shy away from brutality. The Lesser's torture methods and the Brotherhood's violent battles are depicted graphically. Yet amid this darkness, beauty emerges. Zadist's angelic singing reveals gentleness beneath his scars. Rath's tears when finding Beth by his side showcase his buried humanity. The brothers' playful banter during meals displays their family bonds. This contrast defines Rath and Beth's relationship. His darkness manifests in centuries of isolation and self-loathing. Her light shines through compassion and courage. Their connection suggests love requires not perfection, but acceptance of another's shadows. By the story's end, neither darkness nor light has triumphed completely. The war continues, with new challenges awaiting the newly crowned rulers. But connections between unlikely allies have opened previously impossible possibilities. In this world of eternal night, love provides the most enduring light, illuminating even the darkest corners of immortal existence. What shadows do you carry, and who sees them not as flaws, but as essential parts of who you truly are?